We're going to the end of the Siman. Continuing the laws of Vestos, as pointed out, this is one of the most difficult sections in Halacha. We're going to try to simplify it as much as possible. And also point out where, although the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch was a giant in Halacha, his certain places where he was strict, other Achronim disagreed. And especially today, as I mentioned, both scientifically, emotionally, and many different other considerations, we are much more lenient in this regard. So let's point these things out. The first thing Kitzur just says, keep a very good calendar. You know, today they have Vestos apps that make it much easier. Sometimes it's a bit confusing because you have different shittas. You have to discuss which one with the Rav, which one to follow. But the simple thing is, we already pointed out all the possibilities, is Vestos HaChodesh calendar, Haflag intervals, and Oina Beinonis. And we'll discuss a little bit more about Oina Beinonis, which is the 30th day. And then we discuss also Veset Murkav, meaning based on Veset Aguf, which is bodily sensations. So the kids are just another point that says that you have to be careful. If something was a Veset Kavoy, see, in his times, it seems to be much more prevalent that a woman had a Veset Kavoy, much more set cycle. And as we said, there's leniencies and there's also strictness that comes from that. The strictness is the fact that it takes three times to remove a Veset Kavoy. And in the meantime, one has to be careful on the new potential vessels that are being developed. The same thing is also with the Veset Aguf, where it's combined with physical sensations. Now, here's another incredible chiddush that the Kitzur says, is that if a woman has a certain time when she sees, so on the day that she's expecting to have a period, there's a big question what to do. I would say the custom is to do bedikah at the end of the day. There's some that do bedikahs in the beginning and at the end of the day, some do three times, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has an incredible chumrah that if it's a Veset Kavua, she should do what's called a Moich Dachuk, which is an internal bdika cloth to keep there for the entire time that there's a potential for it to have a period. Again, this absolutely is not recommended today because of all the sensitivities, and it would create a lot of irritation and not a good idea. Now, what happens if a woman has a Veset Shena Kavua? That means that she's has a calendar there and she missed it. She didn't check. So the halacha is she's permitted to be with her husband. And the reason for that is because Veset Shena Kavua is technically a rabbinical enactment, and if you missed it, it's okay. I mean, you should check. But if he did it, it's okay. Shibdecheskas tahara. It's only when a woman has a veset kavua, so it's much more set. So unless she does a badika, she won't be mutter to be with her husband, permitted to be with her husband. The same thing would apply in the beninus. The 30th day is more strict in this regard because it plays the same role as a veset kavua, because it assumes that if she doesn't have a veset kavua, so what is set for her is the 30th day. Now, even that is debatable, because today women may not have the 30th day either. So that's why there's definitely room to be more lenient. But generally speaking, on the Veset, she missed all the Vestas, at least she should do one Badika. Or she says, Kashayla, sometimes one would be more lenient in doing some external checking. Now, what happens if a woman is bleeding 2 or 3 days, which could be common? It's called shofat or mezalef, as she's dripping. So the halacha is that we always base things on the beginning. In fact, the Moshe Feinstein, the Chatzadik Vach, has also the discussion about the woman that always has like a little bit of spotting within 12 hours of her period. So that really is sandwiched with the period itself. So the halacha would be that when you're counting the days, whether you're marking the calendar, you're counting the 30 days or whatever the intervals are, you base it on the beginning of the period, even though it could be 2 or 3 days of actual bleeding. There's another chumah that comes out from the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, is that you'd have to, the following month, keep those days of bleeding, which again is something that we are not accustomed. We don't do that. And lastly, a woman that's pregnant or nursing has a very interesting halach, she's called Mesulekas Damim. There's a leniency that we assume she's not going to be bleeding anyway. Now, in the Kitzur's time, it would seem the first 3 months a woman was still getting a period. So that seems that the nature has changed, usually by the woman's not, if a woman's pregnant, but after already the first month, she's missing a period. And therefore, there's much more room to be lenient. There's a discussion, if you look in, if Katz is safer, with the oil area that discusses from Moshe Feinstein, if you can rely on what's on today's tests that tell us that a woman's pregnant. So, there's a debate about that, but generally speaking, we say that you have to wait at least 1 month of missing the period, then you could already not drop all the concerns of the Vestos. And also, she has a much more leniencies when it comes to questions about being a nida. Now, what's also interesting is that according to Kesher Chinuch, after 3 months, or certainly throughout, really after that, the nursing days or after giving birth, technically speaking, so if she's nursing, like we said, so she's misalekas dami. She's pregnant, she's misalekas dami. Once she gives birth or she stops nursing, then she goes back to her original veset. And that's quite a chumra too. And if you look in the Pischet Shuv and Kupay Tes, he quotes, I'm surprised the art school didn't bring this down. And then they're amazing sefer, but this is something that's essential, that if you look, he quotes the Nei Davida that says that's only a veset kavua. But if a woman doesn't have a veset kavua, then she doesn't have to be concerned with your previous vestos. And that would apply usually to most women. Have a beautiful day.